Well, some of the things we might talk about. I'm interested in solar farms, food. How about product reviews? Zero waste, creativity. I like to talk about creativity. Philanthropy, action, evolution, revolution, authenticity, optimism, responsibility, decisions, acceptance. How about you, Mary?
I want to talk about electrical vehicles, dancing in the rain, plastic-free living, animal conservation, save the world, save the whales, save the ocean, save the sand, music, education, compassion, environment, charities, enthusiasm, choices, diversity. How about inclusion? What about love and kindness?
Love and kindness, that sounds good. We have so much to talk about with Take a Break with Gene and Mary.
Take a Break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio.
Okay, I think I resolved the echo. How's everybody doing? Hi, Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer's there?
She's somewhere.
Oh, that's cool. I was jamming to the beat, the sound, the music.
Yeah. That was your recorder, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it was, too? Yeah, so.
Anyway,
so today is Thursday.
Yeah.
It's a crazy busy day.
Yeah.
You and I've got this show for 15 minutes. And then we've got a show with Tim Fox at 1 o'clock.
Right.
I'm talking with some of the people from Florida Atlantic University about possibly getting some interns to come help us remotely. So we got going on at Be Unique.
Sweet. Things are happening. I mean, you know, you gotta figure it's going to happen and happen since we're the next big thing. Be Unique is it. So
we can't get much better than this.
No.
So yesterday we were talking about our trivia questions.
Right.
And I do know that people are listening. Nobody's calling in yet. But yesterday's trivia answer was Howie Mandel. And I want people to come up with a question for that.
Okay.
And the day before, the trivia question was, how many countries listen to Be Unique Radio? The answer's on our website. If they want to win gift, then
all
they have to do is go look. And what's the email address if they want to email the answers in instead of calling in?
You can reach us if you email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Excellent.
If you want to contact Gene and Mary, what a great email. Contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Yeah, easier than that.
Uh-huh.
So I promised you yesterday that I was going to give you a story.
Oh, yeah.
So what was the story about?
It was the Bhutia dance.
Oh, that's right. Because we talked about ethnochoreographists. People who study dance. Yes. So, and the guy in this story that my brother told me, my brother Hank, told me all about this guy. His name is Jim. That is what I said, right? I didn't say Bob.
Right.
Jim.
Yeah.
So, Jim had he had gone all over the world studying and recording and documenting these folk dances, like the polka. Or he'd go to a powwow, and he would do their tribal dance. And, you know, everybody has their own dance. You know, we have the electric slide, we have the hustle, we have the Harlem hustle. In fact,
sure,
my family wants. Yeah, and the waltz and the foxtrot. There's all kinds of dances that you can do and watch and record and learn about because there's history behind every dance.
Right.
So Jim had gone and he had spent years every kind of dance there was in the world. I mean, everything. So I mean, do you remember back a couple years ago, maybe 5 years ago, there was this thing called the Harlem Shuffle or the Harlem Hustle? I think, you know, what was it? I think it was the Harlem Shuffle.
I think so. Yeah, it would be called the name.
And people would record themselves and put it online. It was a big deal. My family, my nephew, got all of his brothers and sisters. Well, he has one sister. Oh, no, he's got more than that. Anyway, he's got brothers and sisters and step-siblings and cousins. And I mean, he must have had 20 or 30 people come out to my mom's house, and he made a mud bog. And they went playing in the mud, and they did the Harlem So this is the kind of stuff that Jim would have recorded because it's unique. And so when he finished, after years and years and years of doing this, and you're going to have to excuse me, my garbage truck is going by, but I can't even be in my house right now because for some reason Blog Talk Radio is not allowing me to away from that noise. Blog Talk Radio is not allowing me to do what I need to do. So,
I understand.
You have to let me know when 15 minutes is up. But anyway, Jim had done all this recording, and he was ready to celebrate. I mean, he had years of it. And he had his – and Jennifer can attest to how much is involved in editing and post-editing and – you know, fixing, making sure the sound connects to the music and make sure the people's bodies and voices do what they're supposed to do so that it looks good. Jim wasn't just doing this for giggles. He was doing it for science. And he wanted to make sure that he had his video perfect. So when he had done all the editing he could do and he filmed every dance there was in the world, he sat down at the bar to celebrate. And he's like, "Bartender, I just need a cold drink. I don't need a beer. I just need a cold drink. I'll take water, but I'm celebrating." And the guy was like, "Well, what are you celebrating?" So Jim told him, you know, all about how he was an ethnochoreologist and his job was to go around the world and record all these dances. So he starts telling him about all the dances he has recorded in his lifetime. You know, they did the swim and the pony and all these dances from the 70s, like from American Bandstand and dances from the old country and the, you know.
The mashed potato.
Yeah, and the Macarena and all these dances. And Jim was so happy. He was so pleased. He said, "Not only did I record them, but I finished my video. I am ready to release it to the world." And it's phenomenal. It's a little long because there's a lot of dances in it, but it was historical and everything. And it's just, I think it's a work of art, and I can't wait to get back and send it out to my producer. So the bartender says, "So you mentioned all these dances. I didn't hear you mention the butcher dance." And Jim goes, wait, why? The what kind of dance?" And the bartender says, "The butcher dance, man, come on, I know you've heard of the butcher dance." And Jim says, "No, I haven't. I cannot believe that there's a dance that I've missed. I've been not only to the four corners of the world, I've been to the four edges of the world, and I've been everywhere. I mean, I even went to Antarctica to watch the penguins dance." He's a man. "I've never heard of the butcher dance." So the bartender says, "Well, you're in luck. I know somebody who can show you the butcher dance." So Jim's like, when can I meet him? Is he going to come in today? And the bartender says, "No, I'm sorry, Jim. He only comes in once a month, and he was here yesterday." And Jim says, no, well, bring him back. And the bartender says, "No, that's not possible. We don't go to him or we don't call him. He comes to us." And, you know, he comes here and he gets his supplies. Because this was like a little outpost somewhere on the frontier. Nobody traveled there very often. So Jim says, "Well, I'm just going to make a call." He called his producer and he says, "Look, I have one more dance I have to record. I've heard it's really phenomenal. you got to give me another month. So he goes and finds the one hotel in his town. He stays in it for a month waiting for the guy to come back. So he comes back, he's sitting at the bar, and in walks his little old dried up looking man. He's like 140 years old. You know, he just looks like he can barely walk. And he sits down at the bar and he says, "Here." And the bartender says, "I see you're here. I have a package for you, and there's somebody who wants to talk to you. Let me introduce you to Jim." And, of course, Jim is all excited. And he's like, "I need to know about this butcher dancing. I need to, where can I see it? How can you show me now? I want to record it, blah, 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 blah." You're going on and on and on. Kind of sounds like me on a Tuesday. And the little old man goes, "Stop, talk." And Jim gets quiet. And the old man says, "Come." So Jim follows him. Well, he goes out and he walks through this little town, goes to the edge of the water, and there's a tiny little canoe can hardly hold the little old man plus all the stuff he picks up at the bar. And he tells Jim, "Sit." So Jim sits down, and they pile all this stuff all around him, and they go for a long, long, slow boat ride. And when they get to the end of their journey, the old man says, "Follow." So Jim follows him, and he walks to a little area, and he gets in another boat, and he picks up another person. And the other person looks at Jim and points. He doesn't say anything. He just points at him. And so the old man says, "Butcher." And Jim's getting a little nervous now.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't know where he is or what's going on. He's just got this bartender to think about. And he's like, "Did this guy save me here for a month to feed me to cannibals? What's going on?" So they get to the end of their destination, and it's like deep, deep, deep in the Amazon, way back where there's, you know, you think nobody could go there but the sunshine and a couple of birds. You know, it's just very thick with greenery and growth, and it's beautiful. And Jim steps out of the canoe, and he takes a big breath, and he's like, "Man, this air is wonderful. You know what? If this is where I die, this is where I die." And the old man puts his finger up, and he says, "Quiet." So Jim gets quiet because he's not going to argue with somebody who's that stern and that, you know, quiet to himself.
Yeah, out in the woods with.
So he says, "Follow." So Jim follows the old man, and the other man is behind Jim. And Jim looks around. He doesn't know how it got there, but there's a mule carrying all that stuff. I guess he was so caught up in the jungle, he forgot to notice that there were a bunch of other people in the area. But he goes and he walks with this old man, and they take the mule and they sit Jim down, and Jim's noticing he's awful close to a fire pit, and he's like, "Well, still, it would be worth it, you know. My editor will have to just deal without the butcher dance, I guess." And so he ends up sitting there, and they feed him. Jim's like, "Oh no, they're gonna fatten me up. They're going to eat me." So we feed him that night. And the next morning, another man comes out, and this man is dressed up in the finest that his tribe can offer. He's got headgear on and feathers and loincloth and beads. I mean, he just looks like he is ready for some kind of celebration. And Jim looks around. Now, nobody's talking to Jim, of course. They're all very quiet.
Mm-hmm.
But he looks around. He sees that everybody is wearing what we would consider our Sunday best.
Mm-hmm.
So Jim goes, "Well, I guess it's time for me to make my peace with my maker, because this is probably where they're going to slice my throat." And he's just sitting there. And the old man comes up to him, and he motions for him. And Jim doesn't understand what the motion means. And the old man says, "Stand." So Jim stands up, and the old man pushes like the air in front of Jim. He says, back. So Jim takes a step back, and he has to take another step back. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the village is standing in a circle around the fire right next to Jim. And the first man that came out that Jim saw with the fine, fine headdress was the chief. And he walks over to Jim, and he says, I understand you would like to record the butcher dance. And Jim's like, you speak English? And the chief says, we all speak English. We just choose our words, and we speak them when necessary. He said, I don't see any camera equipment on you. And Jim said, no, no, I've got my cell phone. I was going to do it with my cell phone. And chief says, you know what? That's all well and good. But if we're going to do the butcher dance for you, I want you to do it with a full camera crew. You know, like Be Unique's Productions.
Sure,
and,
sure.
And Jim goes, I didn't bring it with me because I didn't know I was supposed to use it. The old man just told me, he said, don't you call him old man. So Jim says, well, what should I call him? He says, you don't call him at all. He calls you. So Jim says, well, what do I do now? He said, you wait. So he waits until the old man comes back later the next morning, because the first thing in the morning, you know, he wakes Jim up. He says, come. So they take that long, arduous trip in reverse, go back to the bar, pick up all of Jim's camera equipment and lights and everything, and they go back to the village. So we've wasted about a week now of between Jim first seeing the old man and traveling. So the next morning after Jim's dinner and sleeping in a tent or on the ground, I forget which one it was, my brother would know. But anyway, after this morning, everybody comes out dressed in their finest again, and the chief looks over at Jim. He says, I see you've come prepared this time. Excellent. He said, we would love for you to participate in the butcher dance with us. Can you set your camera on to record automatically? And Jim says, of course I can. That would be very simple. So Jim sets up the camera. And I know, Gene, you've seen both Donnie and Franklin and Jennifer, how they set up their cameras, and they're very particular. And Jim makes them like amateurs. I mean, he really puts that. He puts the camera up. There's lights. There's, you know, everybody's wired for sound. It's just all magical looking. So he's doing this, and then next thing you know, she says, are we ready? And Jim says, action. So all of a sudden, the chief goes, you put your right hand in, you take your right hand out, you put your right hand in, and you shake it all about. Thank you so much.
Oh,
you
can't do that. No.
And that's what it's all about.
That's awesome.
Now you know the butcher thing.
Totally didn't expect that. That's awesome.
That's the plan.
Sure.
So was it worth waiting almost a year to hear the butcher dance?
I think so. We can even call our project the butcher project.
I'm going to tell you what. We still need to make plans to do the Hokey Pokey on a grand scale.
Yeah, worldwide.
Yes.
We will. We'll have to get a few more followers. If anybody's listening out there, get a buddy to listen to. You know, you can win prizes, have fun. You know, that's one of the things that we're here for, is to help everybody have a break and have a better time than they might have been doing before they had a break. So, or maybe take something back to take your break. So
we cannot seem to stick to 15 minutes. Our first show was 19 minutes. Our second show was 18 minutes. The butcher dance show was at least 20 minutes. So I say it's time to say farewell.
Well, I think we're going to have to.
I can't go near my computer with my phone. I'm going to let you tell everybody what they need to do to listen to us tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, please listen to us. We're going to be here again tomorrow at noon Eastern time. If you would like to contact us, we have a really clever way to contact us. You can email us at contactjeanandmary@gmail.com. See you here, back here again tomorrow.
We'll see you tomorrow, and who knows what we'll talk about then.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be fun, one way or another. I got to get back to work. Bye.
Bye-bye.